Not many Bloomington Normal businesses have been around for more than 50 years, much less under one owner. That list is one shorter now, as Fred Groves Service Center, a fixture on Bloomington's southern edge for over half a century, saw its last customers. The auto repair shop closed with the retirement of Fred Groves, who tells Eric Stock how the auto repair business has changed over his more than 50 years in the industry and why now is the time for he and wife Sandy to call it a career.
Well, after 50 plus years, don't you think it is time? And we want to close the business and spend time with Sandy and do some things that we'd like to do, in as much as vacations have been pretty rare over the years.
When you're self-employed, that's usually the case,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the weekends and holidays and stuff like that to stay around, take care of business. So maybe that'll change now.
Well, you came to manage the business that was here 55 years ago. If you could take us through the evolution of the business and how you bought it a few years later. You were pretty young then.
Yeah, I was.
Did you know what you were doing at that point? Did you realize what you were getting into?
No.
Back in your 20s,
no,
I guess.
No, that was no. I was working for Chrysler Motors in Chicago, and had a nice, sweet job there. And my in-laws, my wife's parents, had owned this building and had somebody operating in here and was not doing very well, and asked if I would come down and take the building over and manage business. And my wife was very wanting to do that, to return to Bloomington, which is her home. So we moved out here, and so I took over the business and went from there. And I managed the business for my in-laws for a few years, and then after a few years, I bought it from them, and it's been that way ever since.
Could you imagine in 2019 that you would still be coming into work every day doing this?
No. You know, time goes fast. It doesn't seem like that long. You know, 50 years is a long time, of course, but... You know, as you look back, it just seems like a short time. So I'm just getting the hang of it.
Almost seems like it's too soon to let it go then, right?
Yeah.
Well, I want to get into some of the history and how things have changed, but I want to go to you, Sandy. You had worked at Illinois State University for many years, and you two married later in life, and you sort of married into this business. Did you envision working here almost full-time in automotive repair in retirement?
Not quite. I retired from ISU in 2007 and got about the business of getting involved in a lot of organizations and things. And then as time went on, Fred needed a little more help here in the shop, and I liked working with the customers. I liked working with the employees, and so eventually I found myself getting involved in the advertising and the marketing and the finance and all of the backbone of the work, and all of a sudden found myself working full-time again, which I enjoyed doing, but I'm ready to retire again.
So for the auto industry has changed dramatically from the time you got into the business about a half century ago. Cars now are basically computers on wheels. So how have you had to stay up to date on the car technology and all of its changes, and what's been the biggest challenge?
Oh, it's been a constant learning procedure. Every year, something new, more and more computers, more equipment. And now it's to the point where we're going to buy more equipment, and which probably is another reason why we, are wanting to end it now. And it just seems like fixing the cars is, and the way they're built, which is sometimes I think ridiculous, the complexity that they build into the cars, needlessly, in my opinion.
Can you give me some examples?
Sure. Take a windshield wiper motor, for example. Used to be it went from the switch to a relay to the motor. And now it goes from the switch to the body computer, to another computer, and finally to a relay, and then to the motor. Why do you do that? I don't know. That's it's unnecessary, in my opinion.
Just one more thing that can go wrong?
Complex. Yeah, just make it more complex. And that's just one example. I mean, there's many of, as you work on cars, you just shake your head and say, why did they do that? why did they do that? And so it just makes it harder and harder. And, you know, the days of a person working on their own car are gone. You can't work on it without without equipment, electrical equipment. You have to almost be an electrician to work on it as far as drivability.
Sandy and Fred Groves of Fred Groves Service Center with GLT's Eric Stock. Fred Groves spent a half century in business in downtown Bloomington. The business will have limited weekday hours through the end of April to sell the 24 used vehicles on its property and close out its books.